In the lunchtime edition, short by about 300 officers, the police service commences an intense recruitment drive. While a government regrading exercise may raise police salaries to make the job more attractive. Government officially signs an agreement with China to begin construction of a $76 million national stadium. The Slovak Prime Minister in critical condition after being shot in an assassination attempt. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Police Service, currently 300 officers short of its established complement, has commenced an intense recruitment drive. Meantime, a government regrading may raise police salaries as part of efforts to make the job more attractive. Attorney General Dale Marshall has been providing Starcom Network News with an update on the police staffing situation as the service this week undertakes a recruitment outreach at various locations across the country. Mr. Marshall notes that the service has been operating with a staffing shortfall for several decades and says that nevertheless, the officers have been doing a very good job in policing the country.
The planned staff complement that is budgeted for the number of police officers is 1,530. But for decades, going back as far as the early 1990s, we've had a police complement that hovered around 1,200, 1,250. So to say there's a shortfall is to simply repeat the status quo for the last 30 or so years. Now, despite the fact that we've not been at the full complement, it cannot be said that the police service as it stands has not been able to effectively police Barbados in every respect. In fact, I think, and the public thinks, that they've done a brilliant job.
He highlighted the recruitment efforts.
We still want to get the service up to its establishment numbers, and we've therefore requested the police administration to increase its recruiting effort. The 2023 class from the Regional Police Training Center had 55 officers graduating. The current class has 51 officers, and we expect that that number will graduate in August. These are record high numbers over recent years. We've been ramping up recruitment efforts through roadshows, social media campaigns, and other outreach efforts, and that has seen an increase in interest in joining the service. Last year, we even had to turn away some female applicants because of the absence of dormitory space. Now, we're addressing the space issue.
And by July of this year, construction of two additional dormitories commences at the Regional Police Training Center to accommodate a larger number of applicants. Meantime, the Attorney General notes that terms and conditions of police officers remain an issue in relation to the attractiveness of policing as a career, especially in the starting ranks. He says this issue is being addressed in the regrading of the public service and should result in increases in salaries on top of the increased benefits for some parts of the service announced by the Prime Minister in her budget speech. This is The Latest. Government has signed an implementation agreement with the People's Republic of China to begin phase one of the Barbados National Stadium redevelopment project. The first phase will be the demolition of the current structure and construction of a stadium with a seating capacity for 10,000 patrons at a cost of 76.6 million Barbados dollars. Sports Minister Charles Griffith notes that no date to begin construction has been given since phase one is expected to undergo a tendering process in China.
It has been a while since negotiations were taking place for this facility. The implementation agreement is a document that will guide the process in terms of the responsibility of the China side and the Barbadian side in relation to what will happen during the construction phase. It is expected that we will have a facility that will seat 10,000 persons in the initial phase one. I'm hoping that now the implementation agreement will be signed today, that in quick time, a couple of months after the Chinese side do what they have to do in terms of identifying a construction company, that we can see some movement at this location.
The first phase is expected to be completed within 29 months. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs is partnering with the University of the West Indies, UWI, to map out locations to better assist vulnerable families who may be affected by severe weather events. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Jehu Wiltshire, outlining the plan this morning during a two-day regional joint workshop organized by FAO and UNICEF on strengthening social protection systems in the Caribbean to adapt to climate change.
One of the measures that we have taken in partnership with the KP School of Business, University of the West Indies, is to truly geospatially map the vulnerable in the island so that we, in terms of the use of an ex-ante approach, are able to focus attention before disaster in relation to providing assistance to those families. For example, you have persons with disabilities who may have difficulty in moving to a shelter. We have mapped the location of those vulnerable families and persons with disabilities so that in the event of a climate change event, we can actually move that person to an emergency shelter before the actual climate change event.
Jehu Wiltshire, a new agreement between the European Union and regional and international actors will seek to address disaster risk management in Latin America and the Caribbean. Several entities, including the Barbados-based Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDEMA, signed an MOU this morning at the Savannah Hotel. Barbados' Minister of Home Affairs, Wilfred Abrams.
Barbados, and by extension the entire region, welcome accelerated international cooperation to advance our disaster risk management and our resilience agendas. The European Union has a wealth of experience, expertise, and resources in disaster management, emergency response mechanisms, capacity building, and early warning systems. Similarly, the LAC region possesses invaluable knowledge and insights garnered from years of grappling with disasters. By pooling strengths and sharing best practices with the European Union, Barbados, and the Caribbean neighbors, we all stand to benefit significantly from these lessons learned over time.
Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, has been shot a number of times in what officials are calling an assassination attempt. He's in life-threatening condition, according to an update on his official social media account. Local reports say Mr. Fico was hit in the stomach, arm, and leg. A witness said she heard three shots. His alleged assailant has been detained by the police. Our top stories here in Barbados, short by about 300 officers. The police service commences an intense recruitment drive, while a government regrading exercise may raise Barbados police salaries to make the job more attractive. Government officially signs an agreement with China to begin construction of a $76 million 10,000-seat National Stadium, and the Slovak Prime Minister in critical condition after being shot in an assassination attempt. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network of news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-26397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.